Hey there, it's Gary Zimak. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me for day four of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey as I record this, so I'm going to have the windows open. You might hear some sounds from the outside as we go forward. I have to say this, every time that we do these total consecrations, something happens to get in the way, whether it's the evil one, I don't know, but it just happens. Here's the deal today. My daughter Elizabeth was at work at the library and she hurt her toe. A table fell on her toe. My wife Eileen has her over at the urgent care right now. Say a prayer for Elizabeth if you wouldn't mind. If I have to preempt the show, I will, but I'm home right now and I'm going to try to squeeze this in. We're going to do 15 minutes. That's the hope for total consecration. And then if I'm able to stick around, I'll be able to do the remaining 15 minutes of the program, which will be the daily mass reading. So why don't we get right to it? And again, I really do appreciate those prayers for my daughter. She's going to be fine, but it just a matter of we've got to figure out what how they have to treat this, whether they have to stitch it up. I don't know what the deal is, but your prayers would be appreciated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us to come together for this total consecration. Thank you for the gift of your presence in our lives. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for being our guiding light to help us in the world. We ask you to bless us, to help all of our family members. I offer up prayers for my daughter Elizabeth that her toe is okay and that she's not in too much pain. I also offer prayers for all those who are in the path of Hurricane Irma. We ask you, Father, we know you can do this, to let that hurricane blow out to sea and not cause any further damage. Father, I ask you to speak through me on the program today. May all of my words echo your message for us today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One special thing that I do want to point out, and it's one of the beautiful things about doing total consecration, beginning on September the 4th, you know, you can do it at several times. You can really do it on any day, but we've always done it starting on September 4th, and it leads us right up to October the 7th, which is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Tomorrow's a special day. It's the Blessed Mother's birthday. It's a feast. It's a big deal. So make sure you say happy birthday to your mom, the Blessed Mother, tomorrow, September the 8th. Okay? What we're going to do is we're going to continue our preparation for total consecration. It's 33 days that we do. The first 12 days, and we're in day four of that 12-day period, is just devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. You live in a dirty world, what happens? You get some dirt on you, so you have to shower a little bit, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I've been looking at the meditations written by Father Michael Gately in 33 Days to Morning Glory, because I think he does a nice job of setting up total consecration, helping us to understand it. I will be using other books, but we're going to stick with Father Michael today and maybe for a few more days. I have to decide on that because we need to understand, or we should understand, what it is that we're doing. By the way, if you are somebody who's not familiar with my work, please visit followingthetruth.com, which is my website, including the new podcast designed specifically for worriers. So if you're somebody who worries, check out followingthetruth.com, where you can find out about the exclusive podcast, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I had to think about it for a minute. And I want to add that if you're somebody who values my work, financially, this is a struggle to be in full-time ministry. If you would like to help me to continue going forward and you would subscribe to that podcast, you can get the daily podcasts, 5-minute podcasts each day, plus a weekly version and one blog post each week for 33 cents a day. It's $10 a month. That would help me tremendously if you would sign up through Patreon. So please, if you're able to do it, it would help me to continue my work so that I have somewhat of a steady income stream going forward. You can also go right to Following the Truth. If you're not interested in the podcast, followingthetruth.com, click on support, and you can support my work on a monthly basis. Again, you can do that for as little as $10 a month, all the way up to $1,000 if you want, whatever you can afford. That's huge. It really is. I need your help so that I can continue doing what I do. So if you're able to do that, They are two ways to do it. If you just want to go to followingthetruth.com and click on support, you'll see all the different ways, the podcast, the donations, the Mystic Monk Coffee. These are ways that sustain my ministry. So thank you in advance for considering that. Okay, St. Louis de Montfort's Consecration, Part 2. We're looking at the writings of Father Michael Gately. Here's what he says. Yesterday, I said that St. Louis gives two special emphases on his teaching on Marian consecration. Number one, a renewal of our baptismal vows, which, as we discussed yesterday, that's something we mess up on a daily basis. We vow to not follow Satan. Every time we sin, that's exactly what we're doing. So we need to at least be concerned about that fact. Number two, a particularly intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. We covered the first emphasis yesterday, which is a renewal of our baptismal vows. That's what total consecration is. Now let's look at the second, beginning by asking the question, why should we give ourselves to Mary, right? That is a good question, isn't it? And that's one of the reasons I like what Father Gately says, because we should know that. We don't want to go into this blindly. I don't want you to go into this and not understand what you're doing. Father Gately says we should give ourselves to Mary in imitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me repeat that again. We should give ourselves to Mary in imitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, how cool is that? After all, Father says, didn't Jesus give himself to Mary from the moment of the incarnation? Yes, he did. And aren't we called to imitate Christ? Yes, we are. But isn't Mary a creature? Yes, she is, but she's unique. Not only is Mary free from sin and totally conformed to God's will, but by God's will and good pleasure, as we learned from the introduction, Mary has a special role in our sanctification. Therefore, we should give ourselves to the Mother of God so she can help us, form us into other saints, into other Christs. We should give her our yes. But St. Louis takes all of this a step further. His yes to Mary is particularly deep, a profoundly intimate gift of himself to Mary. And these are the words of St. Louis de Montfort. This devotion consists then in giving ourselves entirely to Our Lady in order to belong entirely to Jesus through her. We must give her, number one, our body with all its senses and its members. Number two, our soul with all its powers. Number three, our exterior goods of fortune, whether present or to come. Number four, our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. If you are not scared, and this is Gary speaking, right now, a little bit, then you're not listening to what I'm saying here. In total consecration, we are giving Mary everything. Our body, with all its senses and members, our soul, with all its powers, our exterior goods, whether current, whether the things we have now or to come, and number four, our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. Why should you be scared? Because giving her your merits, that's what you need to get into heaven. You've got to understand this. And I'm telling you, stick with me because this is good. But I want to make sure you get it. You're giving her everything. And as Father will explain, what this means is on your judgment day, you're going to be standing there empty-handed, waiting for Mary to show up. Now, you're panicking, aren't you? If you haven't done this before, you are probably panicking. I wouldn't ask you to do this if I didn't think it would get you to heaven. I wouldn't. I would not waste my time. I would not jeopardize your salvation. And the church would not approve something that would jeopardize your salvation. This is a fully approved devotion, okay? She's going to get you to heaven. You're going to learn to trust her more. I know it's scary, but that's what trust is. Listen, we've got several more weeks of this preparation. That's what we're doing. We need to prepare. We don't want to go into it blindly, because if we do, guess what? It doesn't mean it won't work, but it will be less meaningful for you. You need to understand what you're doing. And when you do, and you make your total consecration, boy, are you going to be showing some trust in the Blessed Mother and in her Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what I want from you. I want this to be an act of trust and faith. Whew, I'm getting fired up today. Father Gately states, the fourth point is most interesting. By this aspect of our consecration to Mary, according to St. Louis, who popularized this, and who, by the way, is a saint. You and me, we're not saints yet. St. Louis is a saint. Therefore what? He knows what he's talking about. According to St. Louis, our gift of self goes even beyond what is required when people offer themselves to God through religious vows. For instance, by virtue of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, a religious sister does not give God the right to dispose of the grace of all of her good works, nor does she give up her merits. Allow me to bring into better focus just how radical a gift of oneself this Marian consecration really is. First, in regard to others, if we give Mary the right to dispose of the graces of our good works, the graces, by the way, which will get us to heaven, those graces that comes from the good works, we need that to be able to get to heaven, then this means we cannot unconditionally apply such graces to whomever we choose. So, for instance, if I make such an offering to Mary, I cannot insist, underline that, I cannot insist that the graces from a sickness I am offering up go to the person I want them applied to. Second, in regard to ourselves, if we consecrate ourselves to Mary, then when we die, we won't get to appear before God clothed with the merits of our prayers and good works. In fact, we'll have to appear before God with empty hands, because we will have given all of our merits to Mary. If the radical nature of this offering has got you, I'm getting so choked up I can't even speak. Father Gately goes on to say, if the radical nature of this offering has got you worried, don't be worried. Easy for him to say, right? That's what you're saying right now. Tomorrow we'll see why this offering is not to be feared, and in fact, why it's incredibly beautiful and completely worth it. Until then, we can reflect on the second part of de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, which speaks of this intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. The words of St. Louis de Montfort, part of the consecration prayer that we will pray on October the 7th. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose you this day for my mother and queen. I deliver and consecrate to you as your slave, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. Whew! Today's closing prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give myself entirely to Jesus through Mary. Amen. Ooh. And that's, you know what? That's a prayer that you really need to pray. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us give ourselves entirely to Jesus through Mary. It's big. And I want you to be a little uncomfortable if you've never made, and I'm sorry, I mean, you get what I'm saying. I'm not trying to make you suffer, but I want you to understand just how radical this is. And so does Father Gately. We want you to understand that this is a radical commitment on your part. But it's going to be so life-changing, so life-altering when you do it, that it will all be worth it. You're basically trusting the Blessed Mother with your life. You're giving your life to Jesus, through Mary. She's going to be there waiting for you when you're judged. Are you willing to trust her? Now, you might be a little nervous, and that's why that prayer is important. Pray it throughout the day if you start to get a little nervous. Holy Spirit, please help me to make this commitment. And again, you can hang out with me here right up until October the 7th, and then you could decide, I don't feel comfortable making this consecration of my life to Jesus through Mary. You're still going to learn so much about the Blessed Mother, about Jesus, about yourself, about Marian consecration. It will be so worth it for you. And then even after October the 7th, if you feel, I made a mistake, I can't live with this, here's what you say. Dear Lord, I can't live with this total consecration. Please undo it. That's it. There is no sin involved. everything goes back to the way it was. I'm still waiting for somebody to contact me to say that they have reversed their total consecration. I'm sure it has happened somewhere along the line, but I've led several thousand people through total consecration. I get so many emails saying, Gary, this has changed my life. All of a sudden, I want to go to daily mass. I want to read the Bible more. I want to pray more. I want to go to confession more. I want to talk about Jesus to other people. I don't know what happened to me. Exactly. It's not you. It's the Blessed Mother working behind the scenes in your life to make you do the things that you need to do to get to heaven. It's too important. It's too important for us to get to heaven. Let's not blow it, okay? We got one shot at this. It's going to be really, really good. We all have to make sure that we get there. Yours truly, especially. My friends will tell you, I'm very imperfect and I need all the help I can get. Okay, no call from the emergency room yet, so I'm going to take a break right now and hopefully we're going to be able to finish the entire show. I thank you for joining me for this total consecration to Jesus through Mary. When we come back, we will look at today's daily mass readings. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Gary Zimek Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. During what he calls his extended bachelorhood, Joel Schmidt learned to cook and eventually used his culinary skills to win over his wife Lisa. When she came down with a nasty cold during their first year of marriage, he found a recipe online for Italian chicken soup, which includes fennel seeds that are good for respiratory infections. In the years since then, that recipe has changed a bit based on his and Lisa's preferences, and Joel has come to see the soup as a great analogy for marriage. He says, "It's changed over the years, but by making adjustments and working through conflicts, it has continued to improve. Rather than getting old, staying the same, and losing interest, it instead remains ever fresh and new, always satisfying and fulfilling." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you for joining me for this broadcast of Total Consecration Preparation. We are in day four right now. As I said before the break, I ask you to keep my daughter Elizabeth in your prayers. She is at the urgent care right now. She hurt her toe. Apparently, it's bleeding a lot. My wife just happened to be the person who got to pick her up. I'm home right now. I'm ready to run out the door depending on if they need me. I have heard from Elizabeth. She is okay, but she's in a lot of pain right now. I'm not sure if I'm going to get the call, so I want to try to make it through this entire broadcast. One of the challenges that we face every year on Total Consecration, if you've been with me for any period of time, you realize that. Somehow, we always have these struggles, but we're going to get through them. We're going to persevere. Today, we look at the Mass readings for Thursday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. And thanks for hanging around for the entire show, because I think it's important that we get to hear the Word of God in addition to some of these meditations. It's really great to be able to hear God's Word as He speaks to us. First reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power in accord with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that a good reading? I think it's so critical for us to be able to hear words like that every day. God just spoke to you. God just spoke to you. These are the inspired words of God in the sacred scriptures. The Holy Spirit told Paul, or inspired Paul, maybe not word for word, but he gave him the message, what to write, so that 2,000 years after these words were originally written, you and me can hear God speak to us. The Lord delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. What a great thing. We as Christians do not walk in the dark. We might think we do. It might look dark, but what it looks like and what we think and what we feel like really doesn't affect reality. See, that's the cool thing about God. We might not feel like he's real. We might not feel as if he can fix our problems. We might not feel like we're strong enough to go on. We might not feel like we're capable of doing the Lord's work. Might not feel any of those things. But it doesn't make it true just because we feel that way. Don't forget that. That's so important. So many times people give up. They stop praying, or they don't pray, or they become hopeless based on feelings. What a big mistake. So many times people don't pray because they don't feel like praying. Is that love, or is that somebody that's using another person, right? Do I really love God if I act that way? Heck no. I'm using him. Lord, I don't feel like praying today. I've got other things to do, but I'm going to get back to you as soon as I need something. What kind of a relationship is that? Obviously, not a very good one. So please keep that in mind. You are not walking in darkness. You are walking in the light of Jesus Christ. Even though it may look dark, your future might seem foggy and cloudy and dark to you, he knows exactly what's going to happen to you every day. See, the Lord's not surprised by anything that happens in our lives. Good thing. As long as you stick with him, hold on to his hand, and you know what? Hold on to the Blessed Mother's hand. You got two hands. Hold on to both of them. And you are gonna cruise through life. Doesn't mean you won't have problems, but you're going to have that comfort. You have got to start doing that every day, though. You're not going to get to know Mary without talking to her. You're not going to get to know Jesus without talking to him. You're not going to let the Holy Spirit fully work in your life unless you start having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. How do you do that? You talk to him. Can you talk to the Holy Spirit? You bet. He's a person. He's one of the three divine persons of the Trinity. So you should talk to the Holy Spirit. You should talk to your Heavenly Father. You should talk to the Blessed Mother. You know, several years ago, when I was doing Total Consecration, I had Father Michael Gately come on the show. He was willing to come on the show because we were using his book, and I interviewed him. I think I interviewed him for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, pretty long interview. One of the things I said to him was, what do we do? Like, and this is the way my mind works. Should I talk to the Father? Should I talk to Jesus? Should I talk to the Blessed Mother? Should I talk to the Holy Spirit? Like, which one should I talk to if I need something? He said, in your family, do you say, well, today I'm going to talk to my father, tomorrow I'll talk to my mother, and then the next day I'll talk to one of my brothers? No, you don't do that. You're part of an incredible heavenly family. You talk to them all. Have that conversation. You know, have that conversation. That's how you get to know your heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Blessed Mother. That's how you get to know them, by having that conversation. And when you go through life with them, take it from me, you will not walk in the darkness. Psalm 98 is the psalm today. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of all the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sounds of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Why should I sing joyfully if everything in my life is falling apart? Well, it's because the Lord Jesus opened the gates of heaven for you, so that when you leave this earthly life, and let's face it, it's going to be in a relatively short period of time, no matter how old or young you are, relatively speaking, when you compare it to eternity, it's a short time, you can live with him forever in total happiness in heaven. And also, you are not walking through this life alone. The Lord is with you at all times. You just have to work a little bit to see him. There's something to rejoice over. You are alive today, right? And I can make that assumption because I know if you're dead, you're not going to be hearing me. See, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I know that much. You're alive today. He gave you another day. He didn't give up on you yet. There are souls in hell right now. It's too late for them. It's not too late for you. That's what I try to inspire. That's why I try to inspire you. I don't want you to get complacent. Your buddy Gary gets complacent sometimes. That's a constant battle for me. No coasting allowed here. We have got to continue moving forward toward that finish line. That finish line, which is the end of your life, the eternal, the gateway to eternal life. That's the finish line. And we're going to finish the race. This is one of the reasons we turn to the Blessed Mother in total consecration. And we say, Mom, help us. Help us make it to that finish line and win the race so we can get to heaven. It's a big deal. It really is a big deal. That's why I repeat this so many times. I want you to make sure of that. I want you to desire above all else that you get to heaven. If you don't make it to heaven, I don't care how much money you die with. I don't care how many houses you have. I don't care how successful you were in life. I don't care how wonderful your kids were. Your life was a failure if you didn't make it to heaven. Period. Because that's why you were created. You were created to get to heaven, to live with the Lord forever in heaven. And you shouldn't get uptight about this. Because as long as you stick with Jesus Christ and walk with him day in and day out, you'll be okay. But it's just we have that tendency, that a fallen human nature makes us have this tendency to get lazy and to start wanting things that we want, things which might conflict with what the Lord wants. That's called sin. That's what we want to be, which we want to be careful about, okay? So, man, I'm fired up today, aren't I? I'll tell you. Let's read the... I forgot my beverage du jour. This is really pathetic. I don't have a beverage with me. So, we're almost done. Almost at that finish line. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that their boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus, and he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Do you get that? They left everything and followed him. That's what Jesus wants you to do. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job. It doesn't mean you leave your family. It doesn't mean you move out of town. But in a spiritual sense, you need to leave everything that takes you away from Jesus. That's what you have to do, because we have a lot of attractions in this life, a lot of attachments to things that can get us into trouble. Are you willing to give up everything? And that's what we're asked to do in total consecration. Give up everything for Jesus. Yeah, for Jesus. Because we are turning to Mary. We're turning our life over to her. But remember, Mary always leads us to Jesus. So this devotion is called total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It ends with Jesus. If you look at that story, that gospel passage today, it's a powerful one, because the apostles, they're in the boats, they're not catching anything. They're doing all the work themselves. They're not catching anything. Jesus says, "Here, let me help you." And all of a sudden, everything turns around. And they see this. Peter was blown away by this. He said, "Lord, I'm a sinful man. I can't believe it. I'm not trusting you. Look at what you're doing." And we all know Peter's going to mess up so many times more. But at that moment, he's realizing, "Hey, you know what? Why don't I trust you, Lord?" And Jesus said, "You know what? You think you did good catching fish? I'm going to use you to catch men. I'm going to build my church on you, you knuckleheads, you apostles. And guess what? He did it. And that church has not only lasted for 2,000 plus years, it will last for the end of until the end of time. Pretty good. If he can use the apostles, he can use you and me. That just blows me away. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say, but you know what? I'm going to run now. Thank you for listening to the program. No calls from the emergency room, so keep praying for my daughter Elizabeth. Well, hopefully, I'll keep you posted on what's happening with her toe. And remember, if you need anything, email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Also, if you like my work, again, I need your support. I need your financial support in order to go forward with this apostolate. Okay, if you can do that, if you could subscribe to my new podcast, it's going to help you too, but also it helps me by having that steady stream of income each month, all right? Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You just click on support, and you can make sure that your buddy Gary is around and continues to preach the good news for as long as the Lord wants me here, okay? I trust him to work through you on this. Remember, I'm here for you too. If you need anything, you just email me, and I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for listening. As I always tell you each day, both on Spirit in the Morning and here, you're going to go places today. You're going to do things. Remember that the Lord is always with you. You probably didn't think of that right at this moment, but that's a great thought. Turn around right now, not if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, but turn around, even in a figurative sense, and tell him hi. While you're at it, say, I love you, Lord. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek saying thank you for listening. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.